Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm going back home to stay.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. Very great, SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame. Not late and or great yet. We're working on that day by day, right, folks? I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Brian Mattermore. Brian is a great member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of the Mattermore Group, author of Idea Stormers, How to Lead and Inspire Creative Breakthroughs. You get the picture there, right? He's a major creative expert and creativity expert. And 21 Days to a Big Idea. We launched both of those on this show, didn't we, Brian?
Yeah, well, we certainly launched the 21 Days to a Big Idea, and then you mentioned Idea Stormers. Actually, we did launch Idea Stormers. But you're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that's when I met you first. So I'm glad you're here, Brian. Folks, Brian is talking to us about how to be a thought leader, and that you can do it, even if you're shy, in fact, I'm going to say that being a thought leader is perfect for a shy person. You know why? You can release your thoughts, this thought leadership, your thought leadership perspective or term or coined phrase or philosophy or whatever. You can release it and let it be your front man. Let it be a little bit aggressive for you in the marketplace. If you're shy but you still want to build your brand, let your thought leadership do that. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, when we do our ideation sessions, we have introverts and extroverts, and the introverts are sometimes shy, right? And and yet they often will have the most interesting ideas. So
they're usually the smartest ones.
they don't try to monopolize the conversation. They're thinking deeper thoughts sometimes.
Right.
And so a lot of our exercises are designed to pull out the introverts in smaller groups so they're not shy.
Right.
So your introvert small business people, they can write about this. They can, writing is certainly an easy way to become a thought leader in the local newspaper or whatever it
That's
is.
That's right. Being interviewed by the media. Letting the media know that you're available to be interviewed about certain things and stretch yourself a little bit because, you know, believe it or not, you know, I promise you folks, you know stuff that other people don't know. And you might think, and yes, there are smarter people in the marketplace than you are. There always is. But that doesn't mean they know more about certain things than you do.
Well, yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, you take a local dry cleaner or something. Well, how many people does that dry cleaner see in a day? A couple hundred or whatever? Well, it's a unique opportunity to do some original research with those people and maybe, you know, figure out how millennials are cleaning and dry cleaning their clothes differently than older people or on weekends or whatever. And all that stuff can be, you know, if you have original research on something, all of a sudden you might be on the national news talking about your small local business because you've identified some interesting fact or trend or whatever it is, and it's right there in front of you.
And plus,
it's fun, and consumers will feel more engaged with your business when you ask them about these kind of things.
And this is why I encourage another reason why I encourage small business owners to go to their industry's trade groups. To the industry trade group meetings, the regional ones, the national ones, because especially the national ones, you'll hear speakers, you'll see people exhibiting, you'll learn things that are coming at you that your little Main Street hometown hasn't heard about yet. You can bring those back to your hometown 6 months before it gets there some other way, and you can become the futurist for your community about those things. And if for no other purpose than to talk to your customers about it. If that's your only distribution method, is to start talking to your customers about it.
Geez, I like that. I hadn't even thought of it that way. But just you actually become a more interesting person to talk to just about knowing all this stuff.
Well, if you start telling your customers about things that you've learned. And you start connecting the dots. You start looking at you learn how to use implications. Say, okay, I heard this is going to be happening. What are the implications for my customers and my market? And you start telling that to your customers. Now they're thinking, well, how could I do business with anybody else? This guy's smart. This guy knows what's going on. And now they're referring you. They're telling, you know what? This Brian guy did I do my whatever business with, you know, you need to call him. He's got a lot going on. That's how this works. That's part of brand building, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and some of the triggers people can use, they can say, you know, is there a way to make, you know, add smart to my business, you know, a smart dry cleaner, a smart
right.
painter, you know, artificial intelligence, robots, make it healthier, make it mobile, ask the who, what, when, where, how, why questions. All that stuff will trigger incredible new ideas, new thoughts that you can, and you can help even your customers develop these things
right.
with you. But if you're not asking the questions, you're not getting down that road.
Mm-hmm. And if you have research that someone else has conducted, wrap your perspective around quoting them. You know, I tell young people all the time, Brian, if you want people to think you're smart, quote other smart people.
Yeah, you know, I had a friend's son come to me and say, how do I get a job in logistics? And the first thing I said, not unlike what you said, Jim, I said, well, go to one of the logistics association meetings, and I'm sure there was one, and there was, and he found it, and I had told him to read a couple of books. Specifically, he went to the guy that was speaking. The guy said, oh, I hadn't heard about that book. The kid quoted a fact, and that he got a job out of it.
I'll be darned.
He had the fact.
Good for you. Hey, Brian, I need your website,
research.
Please. I need your website.
It's growth-engine.com. We're an innovation agency, Growth Engine.
Thank you, Brian. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.